85 LSAs to choose from and so little time. What's a shopper to do? I'm Paul Platt, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. My guest today is Rick Roiland, who is an engineering associate with Downing Aviation Associates. And this company has come up with something interesting. It's something we all have thought might be needed, and that is a way to wade through the dozens and dozens of offerings currently on the light sport aircraft market. And this company has come to a very interesting way of putting this information all together and is even offering personalized evaluations of the marketplace based on what you are looking for in an aircraft. Rick, first, thanks for joining us today, and tell us, did you have an integral part in preparing this study?
Yes, hi, Paul. Yes, I did. I joined Downing Aviation Associates about 2 years ago after I retired from Honeywell Aerospace here in Phoenix. I had also worked at Pratt & Whitney Canada for 9 years. In both places, I worked in turboprop installations where I got involved in a lot of aircraft performance. And working with Downing Aviation Associates, we were interested in picking up business in the general aviation area. Have attended Oshkosh, Sun and Fun, NBAA shows, and wanted to see what we could do for the industry by preparing this product on LSAs.
Well, now, Downing has been involved in this kind of work for a number of years in business aviation and helping fixed-base operators and other kinds of businesses choose the right aircraft. Was it some epiphany that happened around a conference table one day, or how did Downing decide to get involved in LSA? It doesn't seem like the margins there would be as big as what you could get elsewhere.
Well, two of us, Bill Maxey and myself, we're both pilots and members of the Experimental Aircraft Association. And it was our tendency to drift over to the ultralight and light sport aircraft areas at Oshkosh and Sun and Fun. And we just noticed there that the huge number of these airplanes that were out there, and it seems like there were three new models introduced every month. And as it stands now, there's over 85 of the turnkey type LSAs, what are called special light sport aircraft. And we're saying, boy, how would anybody decide which airplane to choose? There's got to be some way to provide assistance to prospective buyers. And Bill and I came up with the idea, well, let's create some sort of a database just based on published information, what's out there on the internet, and on the spec sheets that we got at these various trade shows. So this just snowballed into a pretty vast sheet. And what we finally decided to do was, well, let's limit it somewhat to what we call the cabin class SLSA aircraft, special light sport aircraft, or turnkey, people not familiar with the S term. These are all airplanes that you can buy right from the manufacturer or a dealer, ready to fly. There's no kit or anything involved. You just go out and fly it. So we decided to take a look at that series, and out of the 87, there were about 57 that had good data on them. It was quite comparable. So our first task was to visit all of these websites, find out what data was available, and see how we could organize it into a master spreadsheet, then present this data in an easy-to-read format. So that's basically what we've done.
Okay, now, you've gone a step beyond that. I know one of the things that frustrates aircraft shoppers visiting manufacturers' websites in many cases, especially when you get outside of the major manufacturers who are selling Part 23 certificated aircraft, is that there's data, and it's not always apples and oranges, and you guys have applied some sort of process to try to straighten that mess out.
Yes, exactly. What we found was that most people use statute miles for range in order to make it appear to be a bigger number. Then we found that a lot of the German companies, you know, being traditional aerodynamicist types, use nautical miles, which is pretty much the real commercial industry standard. So what we did was make sure that we were using apples-to-apples units for everything. Then you get into the performance side of things. For instance, cruise speeds on the various airplanes. A lot of that depends, obviously, on other factors, such as weight that you're carrying at the time, the altitude or the ambient conditions that you're testing at. And a lot of these smaller companies really don't have the capability to provide extensive cruise performance evaluations of their own airplane. To further complicate it, some of them offer variable pitch propellers that allow you to cheat a little bit on cruise speed if you let that happen. But what we did is we've talked to the various manufacturers when we had questions on their performance and tried to get everything presented apples to apples in our spreadsheet and our comparison. So that's a lot of the work that we've done in order to provide a viable comparison product.
We need to take a break here, but when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about how someone would use your service, who's listening now, and also about some of the influences in a decision to buy an aircraft that may not be something you could put on a spreadsheet. Rick Roiland is an associate with Downing Aviation Associates, and we'll be back to talk more about LSAs in a moment. I'm Paul Flack, and you're listening to a special feature from AeroNews.
Okay. Right up front, let me say that Garmin does not give tax advice. We have lawyers who cringe at the very thought of suggesting there might be tax advantages to buying a new Garmin avionics system this year.
Did he say tax advantages?
Could that be construed as tax advice, either express or implied?
Yeah, like I said, lawyers. So I guess I won't be telling you that this year Congress is offering special bonus depreciation up to 50% in year one for qualified business equipment placed in service during 2008. Business equipment like, say, a new Garmin avionics stack. But you didn't hear that from me, right?
What did he just say?
Okay, better check with your tax consultant for guidance and your Garmin dealer for the installation. Garmin. Follow the leader.
See your tax advisor for guidance.
Welcome back to the AeroNews special feature. Paul Plack here talking today with Rick Roiland, who's an engineering associate with Downing Aviation Associates. DAA offers technical, marketing, business, and contract management resources to aviation firms, and now they also offer information of value to anyone considering the purchase of a light sport aircraft. And Rick, let me ask you about the website, because there are a couple of different forms in which your information can be used to help the visitor to the website. You can order just the raw data, or you can actually request a personalized evaluation for your specific application. How does that work?
Yes, that's correct. We offer standard packages of comparative data on aircraft. We start out with really the top registered 15 aircraft in North America, and we offer that as sort of a standard package. It's what most people would really want to look at if they're looking at those top 15 airplanes. Then a second choice is if you would like the whole package of 57 airplanes. And by the way, we have whittled down the 87 plus SLAs down to 57 that have viable data. So we can offer a full comparison of those 57 airplanes, obviously for a different price. And we'll also offer groups of additional 15 aircraft in addition to the initial top-selling or top-produced SLSAs. So we have really four packages. We can deliver the first 15, then there's a random second 15, a random third 15, and then we have an additional 12 for the final group that you can purchase. Now, the way you can go about that is either talk to us at the upcoming Copper State fly-in, which is just starting this coming Thursday, lasting through Sunday, or you can go to our website and it's explained there exactly what your purchase options are. Now, in addition to that, these are the standard packages which I've just described. We can also provide qualitative in addition to the quantitative attributes of each airplane. And what we do there is we provide the prospective customer with a questionnaire that allows him to pick his preferences regarding handling, takeoff distance, aesthetic appeal, cabin width, service availability, takeoff distance, these sort of things. Now, these are all strictly his inputs. Obviously, Downing Aviation Associates doesn't have time or the capability to go out and do handling characteristics on an airplane.
Right.
And to some extent, that is a subjective thing anyway. And aesthetics is certainly a similar situation. So we allow the customer to input this data on the questionnaire, and then we can combine that with the qualitative, the quantitative inputs for the airplane. And those quantitative inputs are things like basic price, payload with maximum fuel, empty weight of the basic airplane with no options, full fuel range at 75% RPM, normal cruise speed. And those factors combined with his quantitative inputs will give him a value index that will allow him to compare every one of these airplanes against each other. So it assists the buyer in just giving him a level of confidence that perhaps he has picked the correct airplane based on his preliminary judgment.
Well, now, I have to say, some of the questions I would have in purchasing an LSA in today's marketplace would not be as much to do with, you know, takeoff distance and maximum payload and that sort of thing as they would be with, frankly, with a market this crowded, how many of these guys are going to be around, or where could I get it serviced, or which engine choice have they made, and what will be the availability of service and parts down the road? Is there any way to work that into the work you've done that's derived from the spreadsheet, or is that kind of a decision made based on I'm going to order the top 15 sellers and go from there?
Well, we have made, in the database, we have put such information as the country of origin, the name of the company, obviously, and we expect that a serious buyer would eventually go to their websites to get that type of information that you're talking about. But we also build it into the qualitative features that the customer wants to choose from. In other words, he can input whether service availability is important to him or not, and we'll give him a range factor that biases the value index for each airplane when he goes to compare them. So really, we don't get into that too much because it's really too difficult a job to provide an evaluation on what service is availability. This industry is so new that there's really no background out there. However, there's such airplanes coming along, such as the Cessna Skycatcher. Well, everybody knows that Cessna will be behind that airplane if they produce it. And it would just give people a tremendous comfort factor to pick a company like that. And that may be the most important thing for a specific customer. So we've been to a number of EAA meetings and presented this program of what we're doing. And it was interesting to see. Some of them would say, well, why do you need all of this? I mean, we're just going to go bore holes in the sky. Well, it's not really true. If you look at today's airplanes, these are quite good performers, very competitive with the old Cessna 150s and other airplanes that have been out there for quite a while. And people use those for all sorts of different things. And one of the things that we're trying to do is also provide a specific evaluation for personal use of these airplanes versus training use. If a customer comes to us and says, gee, you know, I think I'd really like three or four of these airplanes to replace my aging Cherokee or Cessna 150 fleet.
Mm-hmm.
And we have certain comparative things in there, such as the construction, basic construction, whether it's composite or aluminum. And it's interesting to see that all the training people pretty much unanimously want aluminum. And that's why you'll see such people as flight designs who have had traditional composite structures are now introducing a metal concept airplane, which
right.
is basically similar to their CT. So the other thing we do there is we look at the performance based on a selected payload. Now, as an example, we state that we will do an evaluation of that airplane based on a 450-pound payload that you want. Now, what that says is you're going to have two 250-pound people in the airplane and 50 pounds of baggage. So that's our definition of a personal use airplane.
Mm-hmm.
The next group, if we're comparing it for a training mission, we say, okay, we're only going to look at a 400-pound payload, because typically you aren't going to carry your overnight bag with you or other things. It'll be strictly assigned a training mission. And with that payload, you can now go back and look at your cruise speeds, range, and other factors, and reevaluate your value index for that training mission. And so you can compare all of the airplanes on that basis if you desire. Now, this is what's called getting into our custom work.
Mm-hmm.
We will do that for you as a custom evaluation. So that's another area of product that we offer.
Well, I'm going to refer our listeners to the website, which is DowningAviationAssociates.com. Just spell it all out. And click on the SLSA store on the tabs available at the top of the page, and you can find out more. And it's pretty well laid out. You can pretty much see what is involved there, and the examples given are very good. Let me ask you a final question, Rick, and that is, does Downing have any intent to get into this in areas such as very light jets when that market becomes a little more crowded?
Yes. We see this type of project open to really any areas of aviation. There are other companies out there that do it for business jets, the larger business jets, but we see that there could be an opening for the very light jets to do a very similar type of project. As a matter of fact, everything we're looking at here applies to any type of airplane. You could use this type of analysis as a very quick and dirty type study of any group of airplanes. So, yes, you're right. We will be looking at expanding into these areas as time and manpower permits.
Well, for that matter, if you were going to buy a new car, I mean, the automotive magazines and Consumer Reports don't go this far in terms of evaluating all the different aspects of, of features and quality that you would want in a product. So this is really quite a tool. Rick, we want to stay in touch over time and maybe revisit this down the road and see how this project is going for you. And congratulations. Somebody needed to sort out this mess, and I'm glad you guys took it on.
Yeah, well, thank you, Paul. Yeah, we've seen the questions raised before at these shows just by talking to people, and we think the product will be well received.
My guest has been Rick Roiland, who is an engineering associate with Downing Aviation Associates. Again, the website is www.downingaviationassociates.com if you want to find out more information. Rick, thanks very much for taking a few minutes out for our listeners today.
You bet, Paul.
You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.